This is Lisa Rudisill with God's Angel Ministry, and I have this morning written a devotion that I'm going to follow up this beautiful song with. This is certainly one of the most beautiful songs that was ever written in the whole world. Oh, Love Divine. This is sung by Lifeway Choir. And later on succeeding devotions, I'm going to share another version of it sung by Calvary Church, where I am a member. But for now, this January 25th devotion that I am going to share, I've decided that I'm going to try to write a daily devotion beginning with today. I have shared some brief devotions on this channel before, but I'm going to see how close I can come to doing one every day, as I believe I should try to lift God and His angelic spirits up in this world. We live in a tough world, and God is attacked every day in so many different ways, and it seems to get increasingly worse. So I hope to use this time to increase God in the world and to show my own personal way of sharing love, His love. The first devotion that I have written is entitled, What is a Devotion to Me? Because when you say devotion, we may wonder what exactly that means and why the word was chosen. What does the word devotion actually mean? I looked on the internet, and it defines the word devotion as love, loyalty, or enthusiasm for a person, activity, or cause. That was devotion, definition number one of the word devotion. A second definition of the word devotion is religious worship or observance. And a third definition is prayers or religious observances. I think most Christians in America think of devotions in general, with an S on it, as short, quick sermonettes in a way that are based often on the writer's experiences that reflect on trials that people endure, sometimes on their joys, and often on God's love at work, and what a difference that makes in a person's life or in the world. We may experience devotions at church and Sunday school classes. In some school settings, you may have experienced devotions. So there are a variety of ways that we may experience those. And some people are familiar with the Upper Room and other writings, books that focus on daily devotions. So you might tie together the number one definition of love and loyalty with showing how much God demonstrates His love for us when we write devotions. So we can see that by the number one definition, that God actually, in a lot of times in these devotions, is we are establishing the love that God shows us, and it demonstrates to us, His people and His creation, His love and His loyalty towards us in this world. Once I did a talk, this was in 2010, many years ago, at the large Western North Carolina Laity Conference held at Lake Junaluska before many hundreds, maybe 1,200 or 1,500 people, on a Saturday night opening, telling about how God speaks through His actions. I gave particular examples then, but stating how I had in a time of terrible hardship decided that I should list off the thousands of incredible ways God has gifted me in my life. One of the reasons that I did this was because I was in such a terrible time of I don't even know how to describe it, having lost my job. My husband lost his job. My animals, my horses were suffering, and it was just a terrible spot in my life of desperation, and as it turns out, God, when I asked for his help, he showed me in ways his great love and helping me to get through this time and survive it all. In addition, though, I began to think about all the ways he had helped me throughout the years. And there are so many I couldn't even begin to list them. But there are things like being born to incredible, artistic, and musically talented, faithful Christian parents, hardworking. The same and also involved in the extended family on both sides. My mother's and my father's were also talented, smart, hardworking, devoted, faithful Christian people. As far back as original pioneers in America, that's for sure. And then on back into previous ancestry in Europe. Some of the extended family, for example, being smart enough to, in fact, I had two uncles who were involved in the Apollo missions to the moon, the original mission when the men landed on the moon. Both were electronics engineers, and one was in computers and an astrophysicist. That's how great they were. My father being an aide to General Douglas MacArthur in World War II, all of them serving in World War II, on both sides of my family. In addition, my own personal self being smart enough to make good grades myself, to play violin, and to write books and articles. Gifts of being able to marry an extremely talented horse trainer. To be able to work with children and youth at a large Methodist church agency in Western North Carolina. Also meeting two first ladies in person. Not how many people can say that? Barbara Bush being in one small room where she met with our executive director, and I took photographs of the event. Another being Joe Biden's wife in Charlotte at a Democratic National Convention. Another gift being knowing six Methodist bishops fairly well, and one Greek Orthodox bishop, too, on the side. Staying at Watergate Apartments in Washington, D.C. one night and helping get two donated presidential-owned horses taken to the children's home where I worked. They were owned by the president of both the United States, Bill Clinton, and also by the president of Argentina, two mayors. Who would have thought that? As I mentioned, playing violin, but also at a huge, beautiful Calvary Church. Knowing the ministry staff there, like Pastors Monroe and Hathaway and others there. Now, these are just some of the amazing things. And I could, like I said, there's no way I could begin to list them all. It's just, the thought is unbelievable to think what I've all been given if I look back on my life. The list could now fill books of all the amazing gifts that God has given to me. When I spoke before that Methodist audience, that was over 12 years ago. So I've even added many, many more to that list now. These gifts are like the quail that Moses' people were sent in the desert during their exodus when they left Egypt, headed to the Promised Land. The quail were so many and abundant that that the people who were starving could not even gather them all. That's the way my gifts have been in my life. There have been so many and so abundant that it's been impossible to even catch a few of the many gifts. And sometimes that worries me because I feel like God has given me so much. I really wish I could take advantage of each and every single thing he has given me the way I should. But now I want to share what I think devotion means to me today, the word devotion. In this context of writing devotions, I go back to the number one definition of love and loyalty given on the internet, and I believe this says the real truth. Devotions speak of God's love of us in so many ways by examples that we share. However, my devotions I hope will be written to state how much I love God and my devotion to Him. Here's part of the reason why. I find that I have spent great slots of time in recent years complaining. And you know how that is, maybe. If you are a human being, at some point you have complained. Complained to your boss, complained to your family, complained to your spouse, complained to your mother or father. I have done a lot of complaining. And I have done a lot of complaining towards God. Well, like many of us, when my luck is down, when my car quits, yet one more time in a long list, when my money runs out or slips away, when I think I've been treated unfairly or unjustly, and this is a key time and where I like to really complain, when I'm treated poorly by a whole lot of people, it could be a spouse, a former spouse, a friend, a co-worker, a boss, or a neighbor. The list is endless. All of these occur with some regularity in my life, especially in the last years when my job situation took a downturn, a big downturn, and my career sort of disappeared that I'd had for many years. So I would say that I am definitely guilty. Sometimes in defiance, honestly, I blame God, and I ask, why? Why me, Lord? I believe that is wrong, simply wrong. That is not the right thing to do. While I have seen God extend His helping hand to me over and over and over, why would I respond with complaints? How human that is to do that, but how terribly awful that really is. So today I want to say that my devotion, D-V-O-T-I-O-N, must be spoken. My love for and loyalty and enthusiasm for God and for His Son, I will use my devotions with an S to express this love and devotion. So, I'm going to share a prayer of devotion. A prayer of devotion. God, Lord, and Your wondrous Son, Jesus, hear my prayer today. O love divine, You have shown me greatest love, Lord, and I want You to hear of my love divine for You. I pray that You wipe from Your memory my constant complaints, my blamings, my griefs, and in that place, instead, hear my words of love, of loyalty, of devotion for You. My first calling is to let You know how much appreciation I have for my humble life and all You have given me, and to make this known to You. Above and beyond all things, that is number one, that I make known as my calling that how much love I have for You and how much appreciation and thanks. So today I ask You to hear my prayer of love. I ask You to understand what my devotion means and to hear the devotions which I will continue to share in the future and to understand how important it is that all complaints be wiped away, that only appreciation be given for the great and wondrous gifts of God. I pray this to You today. Amen.